Talk About Life listeners. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining me on today. If you're listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m., thank you so much for getting up so early to join me. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. Thank you. If you're listening to me on any of those platforms, I really appreciate you. If you're new here, you've never joined me before, welcome. This is a positive podcast. I speak about all things positive. I speak about my life experiences. I speak about things that I feel could help someone else. I know that everything I talk about is not for everyone. And if you just come to support, I appreciate you, especially the ones that stay the entire episode. You all rock. I hope that everyone within the sound of my voice is having an amazing day. I know I am. Actually, it is 2 a.m. in the morning, and I have not been asleep yet, but I've been busy, had to get some work done, so the work doesn't stop here. My sleep pattern is just pretty much thrown off. But everything I'm working on is for a purpose. Everything I'm working on is for a purpose. So that requires some long nights, some early mornings, and I'm here for it. I'm here, all things positive, accomplishing goals, all of the things, I'm here for it. And I want to encourage you on today, don't give up. If there's something that you would like to do, something that you know you need to work on, but for some reason you just keep making excuses, you don't have the time. I mean, it's always something coming up. You have to make time for what's important for you. And if you're one of those people like I was for years, taking care of everyone else, forgetting about yourself, then it's time to change that. You have to start living for you, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And before you know it, you look around, you'll be 50, 60, 70 years old, sitting up, reminiscing on the past and saying what you should have done. Living with regrets. And why go through all that? Why put yourself through all that when you can just work on your goals today? Take baby steps if you need to. I mean, no one's perfect. We're all on our own particular paths and journeys. So pace yourself and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ride. Don't let anyone persuade you to give up. Don't let anyone persuade you to speed up to do anything. I mean, you work at your own pace. You know your own particular goals, your personal goals. So you personally know how long it should take. I mean, if you're working on a promotion, I mean, it may take you a year, 2 years. If you're working on a song, it may take you 2-3 months. I don't know. But I mean, you set your own goals and you stick to them. Don't let anyone have an influence over your goals in your life. Okay? I have to work on that. I have to, you know, when I speak to you, I speak to myself as well. Because for a long time, I was easily influenced by other people's opinions, family members, you know, trying to live up to certain expectations, doing what other people wanted me to do. But somewhere along the way, I just lost myself. I started living for everyone else. And then I had children, so I started living for them. And I completely faded in the background and just forgot about me. But I'm here to tell you, if you're guilty of doing that as well, it's never too late to jump back on that ride. It's never too late to pick up where you left off. It's never too late to start over if you need to. Never. Age is not a factor. Don't let people shame you into thinking that you're too old to complete or accomplish goals that you set for yourself. Continue to work on them, regardless how old you are. Continue to work on them. You know, I absolutely love to hear stories or watch videos of older people, like in their 70s, going back to college. That is a warming feeling for me. Like, that makes me smile and cry sometimes. But the message, the overall message, is inspirational, because so many times people count us out and they want to put a period on the end of the sentence for us and just make it seem like it's the end. You know, you're too old. You didn't do it 20, 30 years ago. So just give it up. Don't worry about it. No. Keep going. Keep going. If it's positive, keep going. Pick up where you left off. And forget what people are talking about. Because at the end of the day, you have to live for you. Okay? You have to live for you. So don't let people have so much of a say-so over your life and what you do. Live for you. Be happy. Make yourself happy. Don't put your happiness in the hands of other people. Don't depend on other people to make you happy. Because if I'm honest, if you're sitting around waiting for someone to come along and make you happy, you're just going to be waiting for a very long time. And that time may not ever come. So, make yourself happy. Learn to love on yourself. That's where everything starts. Everything starts with self-love. And like I always say, if you don't have self-love, you don't have anything. Nothing at all. You know, I challenge each one of you to ask yourself the hard question. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Is it the person that you're with? Is it something that you do every day? Is it a particular food? Is it a particular smell? What makes you happy? Something that you could do, or someone you could be around for the rest of your life, and it would just be easy. It would just make you happy, make you smile, make you feel like home, just make you feel loved. What is it that makes you happy? That's a tough question for some people. Because some people literally are not happy They'll tell you all day that they're happy. But if you take a closer look, they're really not. And so I challenge you all this year, to do some things that make you happy. Not your family, not your friends. Do something that makes you happy. Go on a trip. Change your hair color. Change your wardrobe. Go to a concert. Pick a new restaurant. Check out anything. I mean, it's so many things. So, but you get where I'm going with this. Do something that makes you happy. And I've made a little list of things that I want to do. No, things that I'm going to do. I'm no longer going to be afraid to just live life. I have been afraid to just jump out there for many years. And it's honestly, it's held me back from a lot of things that I wanted to do. And I mean, I had my reasons, but when I really think about the reasons, I was just making excuses as to why I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. Because you always find time for what you really want and what you really want to do. You're going to make time for what you want and what you want to do. Regardless what's going on in your life, regardless of the people that try to get in your way and stop you from living and doing things. If it's something that you really want to do, you're going to do it. So, there are several things that I'm going to do this year. And I am going to cross them off my list, because nothing else is going to ever hold me back from living life and enjoying life to the fullest. You know, we're coming up on March the 21st. March the 21st is very significant in my life. The episode I did last year, I had the date wrong. And I had the date wrong because I was kind of emotional and I was kind of off on the date, but I got it. March the 21st is the day that my brother was killed, murdered, of 2015. And if you know me, or you know the story, or you've heard my podcast, you know that my brother was also my best friend, someone I could confide in. He was a protector, very overprotective. and he meant a lot to me. So, March the 21st is coming up. And one thing my brother really wanted for me was for me to live life. He wanted me to experience things, experience different foods, different restaurants. He wanted me to travel and just do things, because for so many years, I was closed off, working, going to school, taking care of my children, So traveling and doing things was not an option for me. I didn't do anything. I was pretty much sucked into a routine. A routine. That's what it was. And he used to always tell me about different things, like, girl, you need to do this or try this. Or you should take a trip there because, you know, they have this or that. But I heard what he said, but I did not take it serious at all. You know? But I think now's the time for me to start honoring some of the things that he used to tell me about, some of the things that he wanted his little sister to try. And I'm gonna do that. I am. And I may do an episode here or there talking about some of the things that I'm trying. I may even do a video or two, put it on my YouTube. But, yeah, I just think everyone should enjoy life to the fullest. I know things get in our way sometimes, and sometimes it's easier said than done. You know, someone telling you, yeah, jump out there and enjoy life. And you may be dealing with a lot. You may not be financially set to do things. I get that. I completely understand. But take baby steps. Plan. Make plans. You know it's something you might want to do. Try to save money if you can. Get online. Look for deals, coupons, codes. I mean, it's always ways to do things. And I'm learning that. I mean, at this big age that I am learning, I'm catching up on a whole lot of things that I should have taken advantage of, but you know, it wasn't my time, and that's fine. I accept that it was not my time. And even if I would have done it then, I probably wouldn't have appreciated it the way I appreciate things now, but because I appreciate everything. Everything, every second, every minute, every hour of life is a gift. I believe we should enjoy, take a deep breath, and just enjoy that breath. Get up and move around, walk around, enjoy the fact that you can move around without having assistance. You don't need help putting on your clothes. You're in your right mind. You can drive your own vehicle. You don't have anything blocking your memory. Like, you can look at your family and friends and you know who they are. Like, enjoy the small things. And as I've gotten more mature and more older, I really appreciate everything. Everything. Some things that may be small to other people are huge to me. For example, I could see a beautiful scene, some trees, butterflies, beautiful flowers, the sky, and I might say something like, oh my goodness, that is so beautiful. And then the next person might say, what are you talking about? You know, that's just me. I just enjoy beautiful things, especially nature, because nature is very beautiful. We should take it all in and appreciate everything, because I tell you, the people that have gone on that are no longer here with us would give anything to trade places with you. and be able to enjoy the things that you take for granted every day. And I will just tell you, don't take life for granted. Don't take things for granted. Don't take people for granted. Don't take anything for granted. Enjoy everything while you're here. Love on people. Love on yourself. Love on your family, your friends. Make sure they know that you love them. I would hope the people that I tell I love you too, I would hope that they would never get tired of me saying it, because I say it a lot. I do. That's just me. I just love saying it because I believe you should let people know how you feel about them. Even though they know, sometimes people need reassurance. You know, you don't have to hunt people down and tell them every day, but if you just want to do it every day, then that's good. But it's nothing wrong with occasionally saying, I love you, or telling people how much they mean to you. I don't think anything is wrong with that. Because you never know what people are going through. And sometimes the very words that come out of your mouth can mean a lot to people. You could brighten their day. It can make their world brighter. You know, sometimes people suffer and go through things in silence, and they may not tell you about it. They may not want to tell anybody about it. And just your acts of kindness, your sweet words, nice gestures, all of that can mean a lot to people. So find it in your heart to just be good to people. Just be kind for no reason. Just because it's just the right thing to do. And I know some people may have bad days. I get that. But like I always tell my daughter, don't let your bad day, your mood, or whatever you have going on affect how your day goes. If someone is irritating you, bringing down your vibe, being negative, what are you going to do with that situation? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You don't have to let that affect you, because that's their problem, not yours. They can yell and scream and curse and do all that by themselves. They can do that. You don't have to participate. You don't have to give them your energy. You don't. And if they're calling you names, you don't have to answer to that, because you know that you're not that. Sometimes people do things and say things just so they can get a reaction out of you. Especially if they're narcissists or psychopaths. They want to get in your head because that feeds their negativity. They want you to be sad and crying. They want to bring you down. They want you to feel like crap. That makes them feel good. But like I said, you don't have to subscribe to the BS. You don't have to let people steal your good day and take your energy. You stay high vibrational and stay in good energy all day. Stay in a good place. Sometimes you have to woosah, take a deep breath, and just think of happy thoughts. Think of something that makes you laugh. Think of someone that you love that brings you joy and just makes you smile. Go there with it. You don't have to stay in a negative space because people are being negative around you. This is something that I had to learn. I didn't always have this wisdom. I didn't always practice what I'm telling you right now. But I tell you, it's helped me so much over the years. Learning how to turn negative situations into positive. Learning not to give people the satisfaction of watching me cry or be sad because of something that they say. So, do you choose to be happy? Do you choose to be positive? If so, block out all that negativity that people try to bring to you. Even on social media, if you have ignorant people that comment on your posts, block them. These people don't know you. You'll probably never see them again. Block them. And you don't even have to entertain any of it. You don't have to respond. And I know, you know, it may make you feel good to get back at them and give them a word or two. Don't even waste your energy. Don't waste your time. Don't waste any of that, because clearly they're not happy. Because happy people don't behave that way. Clearly they want your attention. And if you comment, you're giving them your attention and your energy. So if you block them, you're just basically telling them to kick rocks. You're a none factor. You're not important. I don't know you. Who are you? Even if you do know them, block them if they're being negative. And if someone mentions their name, you say, who? I don't know who that is. Who are you talking about? Right. If they're being negative, you don't know them. That's how you have to treat people when they're trying to play in your energy and bring you down. Stay positive. Stay in a positive place. Surround yourself with positive things and people. Always help other people. Help doesn't always have to be financial. You can show support. You can give them kind words. You can give them a hug, flash a smile at them. All of those things. You're still giving back. You're still helping other people. Because sometimes people need that. They may not ever tell you. And if I'm honest, a lot of people are not going to come out and tell you that they're having a horrible day, or they're going through hell at home. They're not going to tell you this. So just be good to people. Be good, be kind, be humble, appreciate life and all of the things. And on that note, you guys, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on today. If you're returning, welcome back. Thank you for coming back to support. If you're new, I stated earlier, welcome. I keep it positive on my podcast. I speak about positive things, my life experiences, and all of that. If there's something that you would like for me to talk about, you can always email me at kimijl774@gmail.com. And please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. You can also message me. You can message me on Spotify. You can message me on my Feel the Beat Web radio station as well. There's message tabs on everything. So yeah, there's ways to reach me if you need to. Yeah, on that note, I want you all to know that the Most High loves you, and I love you too.